All right. Hey, y'all. My name is Cooper Brown, and I'm a junior at J.J. Pierce High School. Go Ponies. I've been coming to Watermark for as long as I can remember, and my parents constantly poured Christ into me since I was old enough to understand this whole Jesus thing. It was when I turned 7 that I officially accepted Christ into my heart. I was watching Extreme Home Makeover when my mom mentioned that the family that was getting their house redone were Christians. My 7-year-old self didn't really understand what a Christian was, so my mom sat me down at our dining room table and explained the gospel, that God wants a relationship with us and was willing to send his son Jesus to die on the cross for the bad things we've done so we can become adopted sons of God. I didn't really understand the power of this truth, but being a child of God sounded pretty great, so I accepted Christ right then and there. That life-changing decision honestly didn't have an effect on my life for a long time. Through elementary school, I embraced the role of pastor's kid. I followed the classic Christian rulebook and thought because I sinned less than others, I was doing pretty well in my faith. This belief that I was doing all right on my own grew pride and a sense of self-righteousness in my heart. This sin in my life hindered any growth in my relationship with Christ through these years. So moving into junior high, I was feeling pretty confident in myself. Obviously, I knew I needed God, but honestly, I was doing pretty well on my own. My self-righteous, prideful attitude opened the door for lustful desires to take over my heart. It seemed like all my friends had a thing with a girl, and I decided that if I could get a girl to like me, it would fill that longing in my heart. How my day went began to be solely based on if I was able to impress or have a meaningful conversation with my crush. Considering I wasn't exactly a chick magnet, this led to me feeling empty and lonely. So I turned to the internet, searching for fulfillment through lustful videos, lying to myself the whole time by claiming it wasn't really a sin because it technically wasn't porn. This whole time, I could feel God trying to call me back to him, but I wanted to try my own thing. I was still going to church, small group, and getting in the Word every once in a while, so I felt like I had checked all the Christian boxes, and I could worry about the rest of my life on my own. Meanwhile, God was trying to help me understand that he doesn't want me to just check off boxes, but rather he wants to fill that God-shaped hole in my heart that I've been trying to fill with my own lustful desires. It took a while, but through friends and family constantly pouring truth in my life, I eventually couldn't take the shame any longer, and I searched the Word for truth on my sin, and 2 verses stuck with me. The first is Ephesians 5:3. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. The second verse is 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. I knew that there was more than a hint of sexual immorality in me, and I definitely wasn't fleeing from it. So I had to sit down with my dad and confess what I'd been doing. He didn't judge me or love me less. Instead, he helped me put an end to this addiction in my life. Another big piece of what allowed me to remove that lustful sin's grip on my heart is through making a commitment to my future wife. I wrote her a letter explaining that I was done with my lustful ways, and I was going to trust God's plan for my life by saving myself fully for her. Now, if I'm ever tempted in that area, I look back at that letter and remember that God's plan is worth the wait. I saw a lot of growth in my relationship with God that 8th grade summer and into my 9th grade year. However, pride and self-righteousness were still deeply rooted in my heart, and this led toward a major season of apathy in my life during my first year of high school. I saw many of my close friends begin to stray from the faith as the reality of high school hit, and I started to lose my faith in people. I felt like I was the only one who was living out my faith. I grew judgmental and bitter towards anyone who didn't live out God's word. Throughout that year, I continued to work on my inner faith. However, I shut out my small group and distanced myself from people who I felt were slacking in their faith. God saw this selfishness in my life and used my experience at Camp Barnabas the following summer to really soften my heart. You see, all my friends were barnstormers, which was the kitchen work crew. And I got put in a cabin with no one I really knew and was assigned the responsibility of a camper. The first few days were extremely hard, because I saw all my friends having a blast together, while I was stuck with a kid who doesn't even seem to like me that much. However, over the course of the week, I was able to get over my selfish attitude and dive fully into serving the camper. And it was truly one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. Every day, I had to fully rely on God to push through my selfish desires and just love on my camper. This opened my eyes to how we as Christians are supposed to approach our everyday lives. Luke 9:23-24 says it best. Then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. I would really say it was that ninth grade summer that I truly accepted Christ into my heart and took on my faith as my own. I stopped just trying to check enough of the Christian boxes and just decided to run after Christ. This meant actually pursuing a daily, meaningful quiet time to learn more about God. It meant talking to God through prayer, constantly and honestly. In the past few years, I've seen myself really grow closer to God. However, that doesn't mean my life has gotten any easier. I still struggle daily with pride, lust, and self-righteousness. But now, instead of trying to fight it on my own, I cry out to God for help and confess my struggles to my small group, whose growth, even in this past year, spurs me on in my daily walk with Christ. A verse that has been a huge encouragement and reminder for me is Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. My whole testimony could honestly be summed up in this. When I trusted God enough to follow his will for my life, I found unexplainable joy and peace. But when I let the devil in my flesh convince myself that my own plans were better, I felt empty and hurt myself and those around me. So if you don't take anything away from my story, at least listen to this. God wants to free you from the shackles of your sin, but ultimately you have to make the choice to trust the God who made the universe or believe the lie that you can make it through life alone. Thanks for listening to my story.